I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you had a busy day yesterday, that's for sure.
We did.
As the big luncheon out there, the big presentation. Mm-hmm. Even Keith got to go. Wow, that's encouraging to hear.
It is. We like to invite Keith to some of our events every once in a while. He adds a little color commentary and things like that, so it's always fun.
Did you do the introduction, Keith?
I was there as a guest, and
non-working capacity.
It was incredible. And Jenny doesn't really want to say this out loud, but he talked about butt paste.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had kids. I know exactly.
I didn't know what he was talking about at first.
That's the same butt paste. It's the greatest invention ever, next to ice cream, and he's pretty good at that, too.
I mean, it really, really is. But it's, you know, to be on the air or to be in public and say, yeah, we have this guy on campus, and he talked about Boudreaux's butt paste.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I've used it, and it's heaven. It stops crying. And anything that stops crying, similar to ice cream, this is a number 1A on my list. Pronounce Tony's last name for me, because every time I try to, I screw it up.
So Tony Moravec, and I want to say Moravec, but it's Moravec. He is just a wonderful gentleman, comes from Columbus, Indiana, and shared his story with us yesterday at our Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. We had a sold-out crowd in Tree Hall, lots of people there, lots of great sponsors. And, you know, he gave some really down-to-earth practical advice for any entrepreneur out there, and just told his story, and he was really entertaining, just a great guy. You can totally tell, just a traditional, very hardworking kind of person. And one of my takeaways was, for people who are entrepreneurs, he said, you know, just to always have something else going on. Like, don't always just rely on this one thing that you're doing, but you need to have other things going on. And I just really thought it was great. He was really personable. And I real quick want to say thanks to all the staff at the Cook Center for a wonderful event. And then, of course, our sponsors, our presenting sponsors, Cook Group, Perlow Wealth Management, J.P. Morgan Chase, and our wonderful event sponsors, First Financial Bank, German American Bank, Old National Bank, and Nature's Way. Just, you know, thanks for everybody in the community for coming out. It was a lot of fun. And thanks, Tony, if you're listening.
By the way, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz used to have a TV program, and he used to say to Lucy, you got some splaining to do. So you got some splaining to do. You're bringing a world-renowned ballerina to Ivy Tech. Tell us what that means.
I know one event Keith will not be at.
Actually, it sounds good.
It's actually going to be very, very good, and I give all the credit to one of our faculty members, Associate Professor of Kinesiology, Cassandra Connolly. She knows this ballerina. Her name is Wendy Whalen. She's a former principal ballerina from the New York City Ballet, and they danced together when they were children in Louisville. They're good friends, and she has a movie. Wendy Whalen has a movie out, or a short kind of vignette thing out, and we're going to play that for people that want to attend the event. The screening of her, it's a documentary. It's called Restless Creature, Wendy Whalen, and that will occur in Tree Hall next week, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. There'll be a Q&A afterward, and you can get your tickets if you're interested in going. You can get those at the Buzzkirk, or you can just call us and we'll help you. But it should be a very interesting film. It's about her life as a ballerina, and then her transition out of dancing and things like that. And it was actually a film that was selected in the 2016 New York Film Festival, so it should be very interesting. Again, tickets are $15 for general admission, $5 for students. Seniors can also get tickets at a discount. It's next Wednesday, the 25th at 7 o'clock.
And it's at the Buzzkirk Chumley? No, the tickets are at the Buzzkirk Chumley, the Waldron.
That's right.
Now, as chancellor, and by the way, we're speaking to Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. As chancellor, you've got to be so proud of what your people do. And now I don't know how you keep doing it. You got two new certificates that you're going to be able to give to students?
Right. Well, and it's not me at all. You know, it's our amazing faculty, the deans, our vice chancellor of academic affairs, Larry Swofford. And these two new certificates actually come from Larry's area in the health sciences. So two new certificates that we will offer, one in the spring, which is exciting. So that's in January. And that's a new patient care technician. It's an associate's degree, but you can take some courses that eventually could lead you to working while you're going to school. So It takes 4 semesters to complete that certificate, new patient care tech, an associate degree. And then another one that will start in fall 2018, and that's a 2-semester program. It's a certification, and that's medical office administration. So these are jobs that you can work in the hospital, medical offices, retirement homes, all of those different things. Very hot jobs right now. All of those areas need people. So give us a call. We'll share more details about that. But people, you can enroll now. We can help you with financial aid now. And again, now we have 2 new programs that you can think about going into.
So while you're getting new certificates, you also have students getting national recognition.
We do. And I'm always excited about sharing what our great students are doing. So we have for 10 years now, we've had a literary magazine called Métis, and one of our faculty members started that magazine, Dr. Emily Bobo, and she's our fine arts and humanities professor. And we have, throughout the country, we can submit some of the works of students, and 3 of our students won national awards through the Community College of Humanities Association Literary Magazine competition. So really excited about that. That's Bryn Parkinson, Nicholas Madden, and Kenneth Farr all won awards for some of the work that they did. And just, I'm so proud of them, and say congratulations to them if you see them in the hallway or if you know them. And also a big thank you out to Dr. Emily Bobo.
You know, Ivy Tech never does anything small, and I'm amazed because I was walking down the hallway, and there is student art on exhibit, and that's nice, mm-hmm. and you can look at it. But you got little green dots that you can put on something you like, and so it's like you can actually vote for what you think. It's mm-hmm. really neat. There's sculptures there. There's artwork there. It's beautiful stuff. And for people in the community who want to come out and see it, and I think some of it I saw is for sale. You could talk about that, too.
Yep. That's right. So it's a week. It's called Art Intervention. It's all this week taking place on campus. So it'll end tomorrow. So if you want to come out and check out some great student work, please come out and do that. So it's really awesome. It's in one of our hallways. We can help you find where that is. But we're displaying all of the different art from some of our students. And again, like Keith said, we're all voting on what's our favorite. There will be prizes that will go to students with the most votes. And actually yesterday, as part of Art Intervention, they had a movie that was playing for people to come and check it out. It was called Exit Through the Gift Shop. And it was followed by a pizza lunch and a panel discussion on public art, graffiti art, and the workings of the art world. And the panel consisted of many of our faculty members, as well as Sean Starnowitz from the city of Bloomington, from BEED, and a great event all around and a great way for us to display the wonderful artwork of our fine arts students. So it was great, and thanks to all the faculty for making that happen as well.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. The Chancellor of Ivy Tech checks in every Thursday morning. Let's get to the important stuff. What the heck's going on for Halloween?
Halloween, well, personally or at work? I don't know.
You gotta D, all that. Of the above.
Well, we always, on campus, we all dress up. It's a lot of fun. We have a competition on costumes and all of that. We have a pitch-in. What I love the best is many of the different working groups, like the advisors of different areas of the business office, they'll dress up in some kind of a theme. So I'm always excited to see what they, they come in, what costumes they come with on the day. And so we're really excited. We'll be spending the day having fun, not all day because there's work to be done, but we have the pitch-in and all of that. So, and then, of course, our neighborhood is full of children and great memories of the different things that we did for Halloween and on Arden Place on Windsor Drive. So if you're in the neighborhood, come on by and I'll give you some candy.
I like the sound of that. That's good. Candy is always good.
Neville won't have something you have to pop the top off of?
No, he's just going to shoot you with a fire hose. Get off my lawn. Get off of the lawn.
He'll be a firefighter for Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He doesn't have to dress up. I bet Keith goes as a referee. Do you want to bet Keith is a referee?
That's easy for me.
That's exactly right.
You got the shirt and everything. Yeah.
But Keith, you're never going to win an award if you don't,
He doesn't want to. He just wants to dress up.
He just wants the candy.
Well, that's right. We're the candy. Just bring the candy.
And the pitch-in items. All the pitch-in items.
That's pretty neat, too, that everybody brings their specialty. Mm-hmm. And they have a little lunch in there, and that's pretty cool.
That's a, it's a way to jazz up a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still from the when Jenny Vaughn is governor, I'm hoping she changes the law that makes Halloween on a Friday only. Because what's more exciting than getting your kids fired up all day, filling them full of candy, and then sending them off to school the next morning on 2 hours of sleep? That's a bad.
That's exactly right. Or yourself, idea. You have to go to work the next day. You've got a lot of candy the night before. It's tough. It's a tough world out there.
It is. It's a jungle out there, and we're happy that you help keep us arranged in it every Thursday morning. And when we talk to you next week, it'll be the last full week of October. Don't blink, you might miss it.
Unbelievable.
Hey, thanks.
I will be there.
Enjoy this perfect weekend. 75 today, 77 tomorrow, 75 on Saturday, and 74 on Sunday. Maybe some rain, but that's pretty good for the third week of October. Not bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for your time as always.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor. And next week she will have to reveal what her Halloween costume will be. That will be her homework, so we'll make sure.
Well, and it's also going to be a homecoming football weekend for Ivy Tech.
Oh, that's right. The unveiling of the new stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, team is undefeated this year.
Still. Yeah, we can't figure out the minutes, how many minutes that is.
Unbeaten, like untied, and unplayed. That's good. And it's a joke, folks. Ivy Tech does not have a new football stadium, nor do they have a football team.